Do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter number 973. And this is actually dated on the Rebbe's birthday, on Yud Aleph Nissan in the year Tavshin Yud Aleph, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is sending this letter to, with all the titles, Aryeh Zev Lipsker. That was another one of the Lipsker brothers. One of them we learned was in Morocco. That was another brother who was in Israel. A large family also.
And then we
don't want
over here, Mom.
Have a lot, I think like 14 children, and you know, some of them. That's all descendants from the old. All the Lipskers are all descendants, what you see today. These are all descendants from those families. There were four brothers.
Four brothers.
There were four brothers, and they all had extensive families. And
they were all shliachs.
A lot of them are shluchim. Oh, but a lot of them, yeah. And so this is the Rebbe, he's writing to him. He says, I received your telegram. Those days used to be a lot of telegrams. That's the way quick communication. It was before the internet, before email. So he says, I received your telegram, and you're asking how to conduct yourself as far as the second day Yom Tov. I guess he was out of the country, but his family was in Eretz Yisrael. He must have been out of the country, and he was asking the Rebbe whether he should make a second day Yontif like Israel or like the place that he is in. And the Rebbe says, I'm surprised a little bit you're sending me this question, because this is a question for a rabbi, not for a rebbe, you know, maybe somebody who is a rav, not for me. However, since you asked already, I'm going to respond to you. The Rebbe says that I have seen that the people, they conduct themselves as somebody from Eretz Yisrael, you know, they only would hold one day. And the reason is because your family members are still in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore you have in mind to go back. So if like your family members were with you, so you might decide to stay, so you may have a status of the people that live over here, but since your family is back there, so that means that you're going to go back to your family members, so therefore you're only temporarily here, so therefore you don't get the rules of this place, you're still considered like the other place, and you should only make one day, huh?
Where is he?
Doesn't say, but I'm assuming he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere else where they don't make, where they make 2 days. Doesn't say. I don't think that he was in Brooklyn at the time, because otherwise why would he have to sell the telegram? He would have sent a letter, so I'm just assuming that he must have been somewhere else, and that's why he had to send the telegram. It's just my thought. But the Rebbe says it has to be careful, and that it should be done in a non-public way. Because if everybody else around him is keeping the second day Yontif, and he would be treating it in a weekday in a public way, it would be not nice, it would be desecrating the Yontif for the other people. So the Rebbe says it should be done in a quiet way. This does not actually go like the ruling of the Shaar HaKol, the Rebbe says, but that's the way the Rebbe says he sees. And the Rebbe says, I want to let you know this, that I had not heard any clear instruction from my father-in-law. But I did see that there were people that came from Eretz Yisrael, and they came to the courtyard, the holy courtyard of the Rebbe, and they conducted themselves, and he knew about it. So basically, even though he didn't clearly state, but he sort of approved of that. And the Rebbe gives him the Maimer, the Kuntres for Pesach, and the general letter that belonged together with it, and the Rebbe concludes with a blessing of a Pesach Kosher Sameach and success in his holy work, and he sends him his greetings and all the best. Now, when I was growing up in some 70, that was actually the tradition. I'm talking about. These letters, the Rebbe's leadership began in the 1950s. I was born towards the second half of the 1950s, but I'm talking about the 1960s, for example. At that time, when guests would come to the Rebbe from Israel, and they'd make their own minyan upstairs, like for certain things that they, in other words, they would only observe one day Yontif, so like the Hakafos, they would do the day before, and so they would do it upstairs in the shul. But that was the tradition in those days. Like I said, those are the traditions in the 1960s. But eventually it changed around, starting with the probably the 1970s already. You know, everybody just observed like it was by the Rebbe 2 days. It seems like also from this letter, this whole debate has been debated, and we studied about it in the Shulchan Menachem. It's a long discussion, various different places. But one of the Rebbe says, the Rebbe clearly seems to say in this letter that since your family members are over there, and therefore it's considered that you're not coming back.
So the reality is, some people would be walking on the street for Yontif, the other would be driving a car and going someplace.
Yeah, they could, but the Rebbe, no, but you shouldn't do it in a public way.
Wait, but I'm just saying.
So people know, yeah, but they didn't keep Yontif, they would put on the tefillin. Of these, they didn't know them. For them, it was Yontif. For them, it was a weekday.
Yes,
you know?
The guy had a car in the driveway, getting the cars, and nobody seen me go driving down the road.
Yeah, no, but I had actually the question. My son, who was in Israel, he had the reverse question. He wanted to know, does he do in Israel? Does he do 1 day or 2 days? So it's, if you reverse this, it seems obvious that once he's there, he should do 1 day, because A, his family members, I mean, he doesn't have a family yet of his own, he's part of another family, but if he decides, for example, that he wants to stay in Israel, or that he wants to find a girl in Israel and get married over there, probably we wouldn't have any objection, he probably can do that, it's his choice. But so even though he's planning on coming back, but the fact that he's there, stationed over there, and he doesn't have his family members in the context of that he has to come back to them. He's still a single guy who's, you know, who's 18, who can sort of, you know, basically decide for himself what he wants to do. So there is a various difference of views, but I advise him that, according to my understanding, he should only do 1 day Yontif and not do, which is the generally accepted ruling. But there are some exceptions that say, no, you should still do 2 days while they're in Israel. But this is the way. But like I said, there's other letters and other instructions that seem to not go exactly like this. And that's, you have to check every time to see what the ruling is. If somebody should come seemingly with their family members, or if you go with your family to Israel, even if you have a back ticket, a return ticket, you know, so, you know, it's almost like you're coming back, but, you know, you might choose to stay in Israel, so then you would, you know, do 1 day in Israel or 2 days over here. The only reason Rebbe says 1 day is because since your family members are there. Again, but this has been debated on, we're not going to resolve this over here now.